How can Catholic peace networks and individual activists become more effective in overcoming conflicts and sowing seeds of reconciliation amongst divided communities? That was the key challenge that emerged on Wednesday at the conclusion of a two-day seminar jointly organised by the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council and Caritas Internationalis, together with other international Catholic peace networks and organisations. The meeting, marking the upcoming 50th anniversary of Pope John's landmark encyclical Pacem in Terris, brought together men and women from some of the world's worst conflict zones to share best practice and discuss ways of developing broader partnerships across all sectors of society. Cardinal Peter Turkson is president of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council.
We had a chance to listen to stories about, if you want, good practices, instances and initiatives which are working, which are yielding fruits, which are better results. And to go away from here, inspired by some of these group practices, and where it's possible to replicate some of these, to do it. I mean, the example from the Philippines about Muslim leaders and Catholic bishops coming together to become a force for mediation and reconciliation is an initiative that can be put to work in Africa, wherever these two religious communities, you know, are strong. So the attempt was not to describe a one-size-fits-all or one-solution-fits-all, but to listen to different initiatives taken around the world and, you know, to be inspired and to learn from each other.
While Christians are often a tiny minority in many conflict zones, participants at the conference spoke of a wide variety of initiatives that are developing deep roots of reconciliation between formerly divided communities, as the Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Roy, explains.
People need to know each other. They've been fighting. They've been invited to fight on ethnic or religious basis, which have been invented. They are not the real reasons why they were fighting. And so bringing people together to know each other, establish a relationship. This is very basic, but it proves very efficient. We had interesting insight on what is being done right now in Sri Lanka between Tamil Hindu villagers, and it's really grassroots, and Sinhalese Buddhist villagers coming together, getting to know each other and establishing a relationship, which is a friendship relationship. And I think this is, you know, in many other places an option, because peace is not something which is imposed from the top. It's really something which comes from the grassroots upwards.